Top of the third inning, Saints on top, 1-0, and fans, every Sunday, Saints home game is an Underwater Adventures Family Sunday. Each Sunday you can say hi to Sharky, touch real sharks, and win passes to Underwater Adventures Aquarium. After the game, kids can run the bases and get autographs from the entire Saints team. Make plans to join us for the next Underwater Adventures Family Sunday. And for more play-by-play, here's Charlie Beatty.
Thank you, Sean. Mitch Wiley delivering strike one to Patrick Riley. Bottom third of the order coming up for Sioux Falls here in the third, and Riley whips one foul down the first baseline. It's 0-2. It'll be Patrick Riley, Paul Smythe, the catcher, and Tim Hutting, the shortstop. And a note about Patrick Riley. This guy's been hit 14 times this year. In the first half of the season, the league record, 2 years old, is 15. As the 0-2 pitch coming from Wiley right down the middle and froze him for strikeout number one for Mitch Wiley.
Patrick Riley stared out at Mitch Wiley as if to say, are you kidding me? You threw me an 0-2 fastball? I mean, that ball was straight and on the inner half there, and he just stared at it as if he expected anything else but that fastball.
Probably expected to be hit by the pitch going what I just said. But here's Paul Smythe, who grounded into a couple double plays, actually grounded into one and lined into another last night in key spots in the ballgame. Hitting .268, two homers and 21 runs batted in. And the right-handed hitting catcher digs in against Mitch Wiley. And there's a strike on the outside corner. Pretty good-sized zone tonight, it looks like, from Mike O'Leary, the home plate umpire. That outside corner has been there.
And I'll tell you what, for a guy that had not pitched in a year, Mitch Wiley has some very good control.
And there's another pitch, looked like in the same spot, but maybe a little low. One ball and no strikes. Kevin Sullivan held it for a moment, but Mike O'Leary not inclined to give the strike call. Mitch Wiley going from the stretch. And the 1-1 pitch, and here's a slow roller, bounces off the mound back towards Julius Thames, throws to first, and just in time to get Paul Smythe.
Well, there it is again, a good pitch with movement on it, and all Smythe could do is roll it off the side of the mound, and Julius Thames ranging to his right and throwing Smythe out.
Nothing has really been hit overly hard. Probably the hardest hit ball all night for Sioux Falls is the double play ball from Grant Richardson. Got the first two outs in the first inning. Here's Tim Hutting. The shortstop hitting .239. We have to go all the way down to the bottom two hitters in the order. As Mitch Wiley bounces one in the dirt, one ball and no strikes, to find Sioux Falls Canaries who aren't hitting over .300.
I shake my head every time I see those numbers, but give credit to the Saints pitchers last night and at least the first two innings here.
And there's the strike on the outside corner at the knees. And if that pitch is going to be there, this is going to be a low-scoring game because that, is, especially for right-handers, is a very tough pitch to handle. And the 1-1 from Wiley, and this one whacked into left field. First chance for Josh Womack, and he puts it away. And another 1-2-3 inning for Mitch Wiley, who has retired 8 in a row. We have played 2.5, and the Saints lead it 1-0. You're listening to Saints Baseball on Relevant Radio, 1330. Saints fans, Chili's invites you to pepper in some triple-thick bacon with Chili's new Smokehouse Bacon Burgers. They're mammoth-sized burgers with the thickest bacon you've ever seen. Visit any Chili's and try them all. Pepper in some bacon, pepper in some fun, only at Chili's. Charlie Beatty, Sean Aronson back with you. Bottom of the third inning at Midway Stadium, 1-0 Saints, and Julius Thames flashing a bunt but takes a strike call on the outside corner from Ben Moore. Thames at .348 would be the highest average on the Saints. Does not have enough qualifying at-bats, only 66 on the year, and there's a slider down and away, one ball and one strike, and that might be the first slider that we've seen from Ben Moore. Not a whole lot of pace on it, but a lot of movement as Thames drops one down behind the third baseman, Richardson, and he's got another hit.
I just shake my head every time I see Julius Thames and what he is doing right now. He makes it look so easy, and it doesn't matter if he's hitting second, if he's hitting eighth, if he's hitting ninth. He has the same approach every time he goes up there, and he has now hit safely in five straight ball games, as Julius Thames.
The rare occasion when you have a hitting streak like he does, and you get moved from second to eighth in the order, but a chance to add another guy like Womack, who has some speed. And here's Pretty, and he will be bunting, and bunts it foul, and the Saints continue to struggle to get that bunt down.
Well, we saw it last night. Ryan Pretty was asked to lay down a bunt three times and won a bat. He could not do it. He was 0-for-3 and wound up striking out. And it's just the little things, and we've talked about it. The Saints have to do these little things over the final nine games if they hope to win a division.
And now the bunt flashed again. This pitch down and away, and Pretty pulls it back, and it's one ball and one strike.
And I'm not saying anything that's earth-shattering or that anyone's going to say, well, that's great analysis. I mean, it's just flat-out true. The Saints know it. George Samus knows it. Everybody on the Saints ball club knows it, and it's one of those things they work very hard at. But for whatever reason, when it comes to game time and they're asked to lay down the bunt, they just haven't been very successful.
And here is the bunt, and he gets one down. Ben Moore takes a look at second, but he'll go to first. And there is one away in the inning. So eventually the sacrifice does work, 1-3 with Patrick Riley covering. And down to second base goes Julius Thames, Saints' second base runner of the night.
Look, I'll tell you what, if this was game number 15 or 20, George Samus is not laying down a bunt. This is playoff type of baseball right now.
Ever dreamed of learning to fly? Sean Aronson has. Thunderbird Aviation is the Twin Cities' leader in flight training. Stop into one of our locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie or at the Crystal Airport in Crystal for an introductory flight lesson and discover the thrill of becoming a pilot. As Scooter Jordan, who struck out swinging, leading off the bottom of the first and takes a big wave at an off-speed pitch for strike one. Yes. Might have foul tipped it.
Scooter Jordan right now, on those pitches that he's fooled on, you can tell he really opens up wide. His head gets pulled down. He's staring down the first baseline instead of sitting back on those pitches.
Julius Thames at second. A pitch from Moore. This one tapped up the first baseline, and Riley will take it to the bag himself. Thames moves to third. Three unassisted on the play. So the Saints with a runner at third now and two out. And a chance to get involved for Josh Womack offensively. He's already made a play out in the field to settle himself in a little bit. He struck out. Kind of an ugly at-bat in the first inning following Julius Thames.
Well, and the guy's been around for a little bit, but it could also be the case for Womack. You're trying to impress so much when you get here. You hope that's not the case. He's able to go in there, settle down, and relax.
First pitch outside. One ball and no strikes. And Womack, to his defense, appeared in 16 games for the West Tennessee Diamondbacks, the AA affiliate of the Mariners. He only had 8 at-bats. And a swing and a miss, another off-speed pitch, and those are really dropping off the table when they get to the plate. Well, it was 1-for-8, Womack.
Ben Moore's changeup versus his fastball, we're talking about 12, 13-mile-per-hour difference. It is a very good change.
Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a miss. The fastball came up and in on him, and it's quickly 1-2. So, like I was saying, Womack only 8 at-bats over the course of about a month. It's going to take you some time to get your groove back, and he hasn't appeared in a game since May 2nd. And a wave and a miss, another off-speed pitch, and a strikeout for Ben Moore. And for him, that's strikeout number 4. The Saints get a base runner, but strand him. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We've played 3 at Midway Stadium. Saints 1, and the Canaries nothing. You're listening to Saints Baseball on Relevant Radio 1330.